It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day comes to us from Ivor Hutchinson.
I want you to listen to the four following statements and try to guess what I'm describing. Number one, it is seasonal. Number two, it contains a gift and a message. Number three, it requires two people to work together. And number four, it cannot be closed once it has been opened. Have you got it? Yeah, I'm sure you have. That's right, it is. It's a cracker, Christmas cracker. In our family, we used to play a game called Guess Who. The first player had to describe a thing, a person, a place, maybe a cartoon character, really anything, without actually naming it, whilst the other players had to guess what it might be. Now, when my girls were small, this was a favourite, especially when we were going on a long journey in the car. With a three-year-old and a six-year-old, we could cover a huge, wide range of subjects, ranging from Peppa Pig, favourite foods, colours, objects from nature, anything really, right through to the very sublime. Many years ago, when returning from Ballymena, our two girls were playing Guess Who in the car. It was the turn of our three-year-old to do the describing, and I overheard her saying this. He lives in heaven. He makes everything. And he doesn't like nasty things. Of course, she couldn't wait to tell her big sister what the answer would be, and she just blurted it right out. It's God. You know God who lives in heaven. Later that evening, I remember thinking, what a really childlike and simplistic view of God she actually had. However, upon reflection, it was probably a very definitive description of an infinite God. Of course, he lives in heaven. But as we approach this seasonal time of year, wouldn't it be amazing if we asked him to live in our hearts day and daily? Certainly God made everything, but have we really thought about what that means? You know, that means that God knows our worries. He knows our plans. He knows our thoughts. And indeed, the Bible tells us that he even knows the very hairs on the head that they're accounted for by God. He didn't just make everything. He is continually looking over us and looking after his children. And yes, my young daughter said God doesn't like nasty things. But at Christmas, he sent his son Jesus to be born in a stable in a very lowly setting so that we could be rid of our nasty things, our sins, our evil thoughts. If only we ask him to be our Saviour and to be our Lord. As we approach Christmas with all its sparkle, lights and crackers, let's think about the true meaning of the season. Like the cracker, the first Christmas contains a gift and a message if we receive it. Like the cracker, salvation involves a working relationship between two parties, ourselves and the Lord Jesus. And once received, salvation will not be taken from us. What a cracker that is from a God who made everything and everyone. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.